Until Sally gives me the okay to okay.
Okay to okay.
Okay to okay. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and we'll start Facebook Live now. Okay. We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Henrod?
Here.
Crowder? Not here?
He's here. He's just muted.
Oh, okay.
Here.
There you go.
There you are.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on December 29th, 2020. Were there any changes or corrections?
I do not.
They're okay.
Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes for the meeting Tuesday, December 29th, 2020.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closure permit. It's for parking at the county government center regarding or near the county government center for immunizations. Commissioner Shrump had contacted me and asked to have specific those parking spaces, all the parking spaces on the east side of the 100 block of North Line Street, right across from Van Buren Flats. Those spaces blocked. He said, I believe the immunization clinic is, I want to say it's like 12:30 to 4:30 or something like that. So I put noon to 5 on here. But again, I don't see an issue with it, but that will be for tomorrow. So any questions, comments, concerns about that street closing permit?
I don't. I mean, there's not a, it's not a drive-through. They're going to actually park.
Park and go in. That's correct.
So there's, you're saving it for the people to park and go in there.
Yeah. And I told them that they need to get the, you know, that they need to either get the cones or they need to work with the chief or somebody to get the cones for those spaces. So they understand that. And I said, I think it'd be worthwhile to put some signage out there to explain what those spaces are for. So.
Right.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the uniform conflict of interest disclosure statements. I think we've got to go through all of those, as I understand. So I'll bring those up one by one, and we'll need a motion and second to approve those. I think we're missing two.
Yeah, she said she didn't get all of them.
Five. Six. I think we're missing two. Okay, so the first one up is Dan Wiegold. Can I have a motion to approve the Uniform Conflict of Interest Disclosure Statement?
So moved.
Walt, can we have it?
All
second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is my Uniform Conflict of Interest Disclosure Statement. Again, I post landscaping and catering because those are family members, but I have no ownership ties to that. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. I abstain. Nicole and Walt approve. Next up is the Informed Conflict of Interest Disclosure Statement for Walt Crowder. I'll make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? Am I going too fast? I'm sorry.
Fine.
All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Nicole and I approve.
Yeah, actually, I need to abstain.
Walt abstains. Next up is the Uniform Conflict of Interest Statement for Theodore Varga, for CAD. I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, tip of the usual sign. It is unanimous. Finally, last one I got is for Nicole Penrod. I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, tip of the usual sign. I and Walt approve. And Nicole abstains. Next up is the application to locate in the utility right-of-way for BSM Group. This is obviously your utility locate. Utility improvements for Indiana Fiber Network. And this is up on Connection Way and Opportunity Drive, that area. Any concerns with this at the moment?
It just acknowledges a permit fee to be paid prior to start. Has that been done?
I don't know.
We are not sure, but we'll make sure it gets paid.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments, concerns about this? It looks like this is going to the new senior housing, the assisted living area. Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, and you have the plat, correct, Sal?
Yeah, Rosie said that permit fee is paid.
Oh, okay, Rosie has informed us that the permit fee is paid.
Okay.
Okay?
I do have the plat, I'm sorry.
Okay. Sally has the plat, so next step, of course, is Deer River Estates. This is the addition, if you will, that is, I guess, a part of Deer Chase, sort of. It's right off Westchester Drive there near DuBois. And let's see that sound. Thank you. And this will take signatures, so as always, if you can come in within the next day or two to sign off on this stuff, that'd be great. This has plus, let's see, Chip, you're on there, right?
Correct. I'm here.
Okay. Any concerns about the plat here?
No. Okay. No issues.
Looks like I got the Mylar as well, so.
Correct.
Okay. With that, obviously it was in your packet as well, so. Any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Deer River Estates plat?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Did you get that? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are the quotes for the Vactor truck for Mike Shoda. Mike, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you. Obviously, both of those are in your Dropbox, so for you to review, and show to make sure you unmute yourself. Oh, let me see if I can help you. Let's see. Have to unmute. See if that works. Technology is great.
It's the first time Mike Shoda has been muted when he wanted to talk.
Please just go ahead and read the quotes and don't let him talk.
Okay. Well, there are two different ones. Mike, I don't know if you want to try logging off and logging back in or something. We can figure that out. We can come back to it if you want.
I had to restart mine tonight.
Oh, did you? Okay. Maybe it's a Zoom issue.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, there you are.
There we go.
Excellent.
There he is.
Okay.
Okay, we were looking for three quotes. The one never came back. I told him that we was going to do it the 12th, turn it in the 12th, so I figured he just didn't want in on it. We got one from Vactor and also one from Sewer Equipment Company of America, but it was Brown's Equipment here in Fort Wayne is the Sewer Equipment Company.
Okay.
Truck. We looked them over. Vactor, it had a nice truck, but it was all computer controlled. I mean, they even had it on the front where you could find out if a fuse was blowed and all that. And it was just too much computer work that if the computer went down, you know, the truck was down. So that kind of, and the price was about, what?
26,000 difference or something?
No, it's more than that.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was the price of their truck was $470,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the
$50,000 difference.
Yeah, and then the one from Brown Equipment with trade-in, and also Vactor did not want to take a trade-in. They wanted to help us sell the truck.
Okay.
They didn't want to take a trade-in. Vactor said they would take, you know, our Brown Equipment said they would take a trade-in. They would give us $20,000 for it. When we looked the trucks over and everything, the quote that really stuck out was Brown Equipment. They're in the area. They'll give us, in fact, they have 3 employees living in Whitley County.
Mm-hmm. I think one lives at Tri-Lakes.
Yeah, and they, you know, they said any parts, anything they could deliver, you know, free and would work on the truck and pick it up and everything, you know, no charge. So it's just, and if we had any problems on it at the scene, when we're using it, they'll be right there to help us. So that, you know, there was a lot of benefits there. That's the truck we want to go with if we can get one purchased. Now, I understand $411,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But looking back with the lease purchase plan, is which we would have to do anyhow, we can get 1.5% interest. Mm-hmm. And I think I sent a lease purchase paper with that.
Well, yeah, you did, and again, as we talked about it at I think the previous meeting, you had mentioned that the current Vactor you have that you've had for what 3-4 years now, I think maybe.
Yeah, but it was old when we bought it.
Yeah, that it was a used model, but it was new to us, if you will, and so the opportunity to get something new. And I think the other thing you said that I think was really impactful for me, at least, was that if you have to shut water off, that it appears that IDEM is going to be moving toward boil water as a mandatory. So if there's a way to keep the water flowing through the 2 different pumps on both sides of the truck, that allows us not to have to go through that process and keep the water flowing for people.
This truck, like, we had 3 main breaks last week. I don't know if you guys know it, but we had 3 of them. Mm-hmm. The one on Jeffrey Drive, we never dug. We backed it all out. The problem was we had to go dump, come back, and start working again. With this new truck, we can pump off the excess water just as fast as we're sucking in, which also means that we can, if you have a crack or a break, you can set that down on top of it, and it will suck the water in, and you won't have to shut down, which will make, you know, keep us from having to boil water and all that.
Right. Yeah. So I guess the only real question that I kind of had was, you know, what kind of a financing model? I saw obviously the multiple choices on. I'm going to flip over to the other screen here for me. But I saw the multiple choices of financing the 5-year, 6-year, 7-year. and what that looks like. You know, and again, the difference between $86,000 a year toward this or $62,000 a year toward that, obviously with, with the interest rate in there, I guess it's more about a question of, you know, what makes the most sense for the financial security of that department, and obviously we don't want to put them, put the water department in a bad financial situation, so.
You got to look at it. It also, the stormwater should pay something on here too.
True.
But I think it would be easier, and this is Rosie's. This is Rosie's call more than mine, or and you guys's. But I would try to, you know, we can pay it off early, no matter what we do. But I think it'd be easier if we had to come up with $31,000 out of both departments a year. Would be a lot easier than trying to come up with, you know, 43 out of each department.
Yeah. I guess my question for you, Mike, is how long will this truck last us? I mean, obviously, go ahead.
We're hoping this will be at least a 25, 30-year truck.
Okay.
Our truck now is over 25 years old.
So we're replacing one, but we'll still have two? Is it one? We have a used one for a backup?
We're replacing ours. You still have one over at the street department. Now you might want to also consider that street department one was down because the radiator on the pony motor went down. So it was down for a while. You know, ours was a backup for that as it was already, you know. Right. And the electric department is going to use this too.
Mm-hmm. So that payment is payment per year, right?
Yeah. We're gonna use this truck on occasion as well, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to help out the purchase. I think it's a great idea for the water department as well. But yeah, I know the water department will be using this. It's getting harder and harder for us to go out and dig. The rules are getting more strict, and with them having this, it'll benefit our department as well.
Yeah.
Just say something else. That one on Jeffrey Drive, we had the brake repaired before the gas company got there to locate. We had it was down, had the clamp on, and the water back on before they got there to locate. And luck be have it, we didn't dig because there was a gas line about a foot down right there where we were at. So everything worked out, but I'm just saying that this is a, and this truck is basically made for hydrovacking.
Gotcha. And obviously, I'm a lot more willing to do a 7-year lease agreement on a piece of equipment that's going to last us 15 to 20 years. I just didn't want to get into a 7-year lease where we turn around on the ninth year and trade it in for something new. So.
No, I would say that 15 to 20 or 10 to 15, it's going to be a 20, maybe longer.
Gotcha. Okay. Board members, questions that you haven't asked yet.
For a whole year, right? The payment that you list are for a whole year, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you went the 7 years and didn't pay it off early, you'd be paying that much less per year, and you'd only pay what I figure $9,000 more over the 2 years.
Right.
So I think that's a better way to go, the 7 years. And you can pay it early if you want, right?
Right.
Okay.
Is there anything additional that we need to consider, like a warranty maintenance after a certain period of time, or how long is the warranty on that, Mike?
On the chassis, 3 years. On the pumps, is 2. On the water tanks, is lifetime.
So if it's leased,
their debris body is 10 years.
Okay. So being a lease, we still have the ownership of paying the bill for whatever breaks.
It's ours, but we're just. It's just a
The financing.
Financing.
Yeah, yep. No, I don't have any additional questions. I just think we just need to put the numbers together. Rosie's out at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just a matter of Rosie doing some final number crunching.
Okay, so let me ask this question then. Is the Board of Works, again, assuming that we get the blessing of Rosie, which, I'm sure she's already looked over this stuff and generally understands some of the different items and where that puts us financially in those at least those two departments. Is the Board of Works agreeable, if you will, to the seven-year term of going with a Brown Equipment piece of equipment, if you will, or is it the board wants Mike to come back at the next meeting for a final decision?
I support moving forward, letting Rosie, give us the information so there's no surprises. But I don't have any need for him to come back. He's got everything that we've asked for.
I'm fine with the 7 years and the Brown Equipment. Do we if we approve it tonight and then Rosie says there's no way we can do this, then sure. There's no way we can do it, or?
Sure. So I guess the reason I asked that question is, I guess what I would ask then is maybe a contingent, I think I may have just saw a thumbs up from her, but I'm not sure. But a contingent approval pending Rosie's approval. Which to go with the seven years with the Brown Equipment, it seems like to me again, I guess there's maybe two questions. Number one is we're good with that, and I think that makes a lot of sense. But number two is with the trade-in. Mike, do you feel comfortable with the $20,000 trade-in value? Because I know you had talked about some other items at a different time.
Yes, I believe that is a good one, because I think that if whoever's going to buy it, eventually is going to have to probably put a new blower motor on it.
Gotcha.
Now, in the same thing, I have to ask, I have a letter from Wygent's Excavating that says they will purchase it for the amount that trade-in value was going to be. And was wondering if the council would be willing to do that. And they're also saying that they don't need it now, but they want to make sure that if you guys agree to it, that they can get it when our new one comes in.
So I guess
when would the new one come in?
We're talking 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
So I guess my question would be, Rosie just walked in by the way. So I guess my question would be for you, Mike, and maybe it's a question for the company, but if we were to do the since there's now a trade-in value that's been established, if you will, by the company, if we were to effectively sell it to Wygent or local of some sort, and I'm not even sure how we would do that, but if we were to do that. I guess my question would be, would we take that $20,000 and then put it as a down payment? Because here's what I don't want to happen is, I don't want to have to pay interest for 7 years on $20,000
additional. No, what I would do is I would take that $20,000 that we get from Wygent's and put it on the truck.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's going to be a net neutral either way, I think.
Right.
I haven't really had time to really study this.
Yes.
So I kind of talked to Mike about it.
Yeah, okay.
And I think we're okay as long as we lease it.
Yep.
But I really want to do a little more research on the leasing, because I didn't know for sure how much he was going to get on a trade-in.
Gotcha. Okay. So
I'll work with him on that.
Yeah. So I guess here's what I'm going to ask for the Board of Works is, if the Board of Works will approve the Brown Equipment Company purchase, with the terms within one of those years that was presented, a 5, 6, or 7, based on you know, Rosie's approval of that. And then also with the trade-in, I will get you 2 seconds, Mike. And then with the trade-in piece, figuring that out, but either way, that it would be no less than the $20,000 that is presented by Brown. Shody.
Yeah, that the vehicle quote, the $411,000 is minus the $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure that.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you split wages, it would be $431,000 or whatever.
Right.
With that $20,000 on that.
Right.
Okay.
And I think, if I'm wrong, Rosie, please share with me, but I know we've talked about lease in the past many different times, but we never went that direction with the lease. I don't, so this kind of, I guess, proceed with caution, because I don't know if we really have a lot of history in leasing. You know, we've talked about other big apparatuses, you know, has a high dollar value, but I don't believe we leased anything, did we?
Yeah, we did lease one of fire trucks.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with the leasing, but for something this large, you know, if it's
right.
something smaller, I don't like leasing because it just seems like it's a lot of money. But if we've got the money to pay for it, but something this large, I mean, I know people do it all the time, other cities do it all the time, and I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what I'll restate. I'm asking for a motion. I'll make a motion that we follow Mike's recommendation to go with Brown Equipment Company for the purchase of the Vactor truck, with the terms being either 5, 6, or 7 years based on Rosie's approval, and with trade-in being a value of no less than $20,000.
How much is the vehicle?
With the vehicle, well, the vehicle is 400 and I'm going to find it.
411,000.
Well, that's with trade-in, though.
That
with trade-in, 575.
So we'll say $431,575, and that does not include trade-in.
Okay.
That's
I'll
motion.
Second that.
Thank
I'll
you.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, so Mike, you and I and Rosie can work on that here in the coming days. And I'm assuming that quote's good for at least 30 days. Typically, they are.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So Rosie, why don't you go ahead and take a little bit harder look at it? I don't know how much you've heard, but the preference, I think, of the Board of Works is probably 7. But if financially we can get by with, you know, less than that, maybe that makes sense. But that's.
I always like 7 because you're at the lower rate, but you can pay it off early if you want to.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Okay. Good. Okay. We'll move on to bills.
Okay, I'll make a motion. Pay all accounts payable vouchers dated January 12, 2021 in the amount of $1,963,291.29.
Is that right? Second? Rather than me look it up. I'm trusting Nicole saying the right number.
Oh,
I know, I should.
1,963,291.29.
Yep. Okay. 5 seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $231,212.62. Plus overtime in the amount of $7,359.87, and this is for the pay file ending 1/1/21.
Okay.
Make a motion. We accept that as presented.
Are you seconding it, Walt?
Yes.
Okay. Got a motion and second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,075 for pay file ending 1-8-21, and this is for first quarter clothing allowance.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $66,875 for pay file ending 1-8-21, and this is for performance bonuses.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I think that's it. Is that it?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and go to the department heads. So, Scott, I'll start with you since you're first on my screen.
All right, there's a couple things. We put in some extra patrol because of the political unrest. And we have a U.S. rep that lives in our city, so we put a little extra focus on the areas where he might be, or where people might think he might be. So we're putting a little extra focus on that. We don't have any specific, you know, just chatter that once in a while some people say things that aren't pleasant about our U.S. rep, so we're putting a little extra focus on that. Braxton has completed his 40-hour pre-basic, and he has now started the FTO, so you might see him out and about on the road with an FTO. Officer Brannicky and Officer Baker will start their pre-basic, or their basic course again, their virtual basic course again, starting on the 19th of January. And then, this is a little different than what we normally do. We got quotes for our 2021 authorization for vehicles that just came in today, and I was gonna chat with how we wanted to do it. I mean, they just came in a little bit ago, and it would be between a Durango and an Explorer. And I didn't know if we could go with a range of, because we're still trying to work with them and put leverage on the dealers to give us a better price, between like $32,000 and $34,000, because that's the prices from all the different dealers go from $32,180 on an Explorer, but that's in Bloomington. And then up to $33,995 for a Durango at O'Daniel's. And the prices range between all of those. And some of them depend on, they can't get them until like June because they're retooling all the Dodge factory, or the whole Dodge Durango line. The Explorers they can maybe get in March, and unless we go with the 2020, which is brand new, it wouldn't matter. It's the same exact truck. They did nothing to them, which is actually more expensive than a 2021, and that's where we want to go. Because for some reason, the 2021 price for a Explorer went down $1,000, and that's where we'd want to be able to work with the dealer and say, hey, we'll take the 2020 off your hands for a lesser price. So I don't know if you guys can approve a range of $2,000 or if you just want the quotes and approve only ones for the dealer. But it's all dealers we've worked with in the past. We've never bought anything from Bloomington, but that's where the state bid goes through for Dodges and Ford Explorers. We've worked with Thomas Dodge several times, and that's where we bought a lot of our cars. That's where we got our last one. City Ford, we bought our last Explorer through them. And then O'Daniel, we bought through them. And they're all within, again, $1,000. And pretty much with the same equipment. So
I think, I mean, if it can wait 2 weeks, my preference would be we solidify that price in the next 2 weeks and present it for official approval at the next meeting.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the only thing that is available, like, immediately would be the 2020. The other ones, they're on order from them, and again, Dodge, they're totally retooling. They won't even start building Durangos until February. And then, and that's a totally retooled vehicle with some new features. So we've never actually put our hands on one to see what they drive like. And then the Explorer, the 2020 and the 2021 are the exact same vehicle. There's no changes. So yeah, we can try to put some pressure on Bloomington and see if they'll cut their price on a 2020, because the year really doesn't matter if they're exactly the same and they're brand new.
Is there a preference between those two, or is it really truly a financial discussion?
Well, I mean, so what we like out of Thomas Dodge is they are one of the biggest law enforcement, and the vehicles are, you know, each one has their pluses and minuses, so they're apples to apples. I mean, the only thing I haven't seen on the Durango is they've made some changes to make them more pro-law enforcement. Before, their Durangos were kind of like, hey, this is, we're making this a law enforcement car, but they except put badges on them, versus the new Durango is supposed to be specifically designed for law enforcement. They put the shifter on the column instead of in the console, and they put in some wiring channels for them. It made them a little better suspension than what they have for the straight Durango. And then, but Thomas Dodge, we like them because they know exactly what they're doing. They tell you, and some of these other dealers, like City, they order some fleet vehicles, but they're just not really, they're kind of feeling their way through the dark while and what they're, and then you get it, and they're like, oh, we didn't know we should work for, and stuff like that. So that's why we like Thomas Dodge, but I don't mind City either.
Okay.
But there's not a lot of difference. We like both of them. We have Durangos, we have Explorers, we like them both. It's so I guess it's really financial and
okay. So
and he's used by the deal.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead at the next meeting then, and why don't you put down some of those comparative prices? Obviously the Board of Works has historically like to go local if we can for lots of reasons, but you know, if there's a substantial cost difference, we've typically, you know, erred on that side. But if it's close, we're willing to, you know, throw a little extra money toward our locals to keep business local. So why don't you bring that to the next meeting, Scott, and we can give you a final approval at that point then.
Okay,
Scott, is this for one vehicle?
Yes, sir, one vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had to trim a bit.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, Scott?
No, I don't have anything else for.
Okay.
Unless they have any questions of anything that's going on in town or.
Okay, thank you. Chip.
So the mayor and I met with ANZ Engineering this week, and we're going ahead with Westgate, and we're going to have a little few bumps in the road, but we're plugging along and we're going to get there. Just an update, and Nicole, you won't be there for the council meeting, but I informed the Redevelopment Commission today that we're starting injecting reagents into the Cardinal Grain site this end of this month. So that's all else I've got, unless you have any questions.
Okay. Thanks, Chip. Mike Shoda, then Sean.
I have nothing.
Okay, Sean.
Well, I received word this week that Ryan Barnett will be retiring on February 2nd. I'm going to hold off on starting that process until we're out of this COVID schedule. So in February, I'll be coming to you. Probably next week, I'll be coming to you looking for a replacement for Ryan. You know, we've just been working on, you know, everyday projects, getting those done. And, you know, we had some issues with the IDM inspection on the fuel pumps here at the facility. Obviously, I'm not trained in gasoline equipment maintenance. So We have hired gasoline equipment to do a compliance program for us to make sure all of our paperwork is in order. And that's about $3,600 a year for this service, but it beats, you know, the IDEM fines for not getting the proper paperwork and things in and inspections done. So, yeah, just staying busy. Kind of looking forward to getting everybody back here.
Great. Thank you. Marcia, you have anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Sal?
No.
Rosie? I don't have anything. Nicole or Walt?
No.
I'm good.
Okay. Anything from the press? No. Okay. Then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stay, Nicole.
Bye.
I was going to say, your name kept coming up, right?
Well, you've got the strip up here. I just thought if there was one on the
Yeah, nearby.